screens like the airlines.
That would be nice. All right, good morning, calling the November 21st, 2024, meeting to order at 10:04.
No one can hear you back there.
We need to move everybody up.
You may want to walk.
I didn't even look, I'm sorry, I'll show, all right.
Or just walk over there.
But you got me.
You have a microphone for you.
You got me, right, like the calling the meeting to order and all that.
Yeah, what time?
10:04.
10:04, okay.
All right, I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we will be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties will be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in General Statute 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Calling the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturk.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Lots of people here today. We have a quorum, most definitely. Does everybody know your case number? I'm not calling, as I said, appellants by name. If you don't know your case number, you can come forward and ask Nancy over here. Okay. Calling the roll of cases, just let me know if you're here or not. Get this out of the way so I don't confuse myself. Case number 1, 23-391.
Present for the issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Right. Case number two, 23-337.
Here.
Both parties. Case number three, 23-504.
Present for the issue.
Did I hear two people?
Yeah, we can sit.
Just calling attendance.
Oh, he can't hear, so he's not close.
Ah! Case number four, 23-278.
Appellant.
Both parties, thank you. Case number five, 23-366.
Here.
Appellant? Yeah, okay. Case number six, 23-285.
Issue authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number seven, 23-165.
Issue authority.
She did not check in.
Case number eight, 23-352. Both parties, thank you. Case number nine, 23-371.
Here. Issue authority.
Case number 10, 23-558.
Issue authority.
Both parties. Case number 11, 23-613.
Issue authority.
And the appellant?
The appellant is here.
The appellant is here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, that's you.
All right, anybody who is testifying, please stand and raise your right hand so that I may administer the oath. So if you're not a lawyer, anybody talking on the record?
All appellants.
Yep.
All appellants. Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
Yes, I do.
You may be seated.